Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting second. The shortstop, J.J. Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Russell Branyon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Dillon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Seth McClung. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting second. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brendan Harris. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Nick Blackburn. And now, play ball. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Weeks strikes out. 1 out. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hardy strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Braun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gomez. Braun reaches second base with a double. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fielder hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carcilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morneau strikes out. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Mauer moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dillon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Russell Branyon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Branyon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dillon hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Weeks is 0 for 1 in the game. Weeks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brannion fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. J.J. Hardy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hardy moves to second. Two outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez bunts towards third. Brannion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carcilla bunts towards first. Dylan fields the ball and throws to McClung covering. Safe. Gomez moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gomez moves to third. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gomez scores. Carcilla moves to second. Two outs. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Russell Brannion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brannion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brannion strikes out. One out. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dillon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brian Buescher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buescher is 0 for 1 in the game. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClung fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0 for 2 in the game. Weeks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JJ Hardy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Ryan Braun batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Braun reaches second base with a double. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to third. 2 outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Brian Baez now pitching. Nick Punto now playing second base. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branyan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Branyan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dillon is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maurer moves to third. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier is hit by the pitch. Morneau moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a pop-up towards short. Hardy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Maurer tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Brewers. Delmon Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morneau scores. Cuttier moves to third. It's 6-5, Brewers. Carlos Villanueva now pitching. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buescher is 0 for 2 in the game. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dylan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buescher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weeks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weeks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Maurer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maurer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weeks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ryan Braun batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Braun is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 3 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cuttier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kubel hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Cuttier moves to second. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Cuttier trying to get to home. Braun throws the ball into Kendall, who tags Cuttier, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Kubel moves to second. 2 outs. Brian Schaus now pitching. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buescher is 0-for-3 in the game. Buescher hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Kubel scores. Young moves to second. It's Brewers, 6, Twins, 6. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Branyan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillon is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Russell Branyan now playing first base. Craig Counsell now playing third base. Guillermo Moton now pitching. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a pop-up towards first. Branyan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mauer hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Nathan now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weeks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weeks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hardy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braun is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weeks moves to second. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-4 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Nathan covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.